Rest in peace, Richard Odell. If I could take away the pain, man, I wouldn't think twice. They took a good soul when they killed you that night. And now I hold your mama in my arms, try to tell her stay strong. But it's hard to do it when you know that they gone. Coming out of jail, knew it was time for a change. Some folks don't get the message, so they staying the same. And now your fam's left with the burden of heartbreak. It's hard to get through all the pain that your heart takes. We miss you. Yeah, we always gon' miss you. And all we got now are pics that we reminisce to. Memorials and grave sites, man, it's a grave sight. Thinking of your struggle, though you put up a brave fight. After every dark night, there comes a brighter day. But when you get the call, it hits you right away. You took your last breath right in front of a church. So that's what gives me comfort when I'm feeling this hurt.
So many days I sit here crying, no way. When my skies are gray, I think of words you would say. So many days I spent with you, but now every night I cry for you. I spend all my time just missing you. Yeah, I'm missing you, I'm missing you. So many days I spent with you, but now every night I cry for you. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, life never stops and trials never end. Sometimes people give their life for your blessings to begin. An angel in the sky just to lighten the dark. So when you miss them, just remember they reside in your heart. Too many fake people who be playing the part, but you was real, and that's the shit that really tears me apart. Why did they have to take you? I don't understand. But deep down I know this is part of God's plan. You beneficial, sacrificial though can be beneficial. Never superficial, now you in his judicial. As you're watching over Mama Cello, saying hello, telling her to carry on, don't wanna feel it mellow. No longer in denial, remembering your smile. It might take a minute, but I'll see you in a while. Until that day comes, I'll sit and daydream. Memories that I'll cherish for the joy that they bring.
Cause I've been dealing with this pain, trying to carry on, but it ain't the same. But deep down I will hold your name, the ray of sunshine when I go through rain. Cause it's been so hard just trying to keep it all together.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem. Me? No, I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'm sitting with Mike Real. He's a hip-hop artist from the city of Wilmington / San Pedro. We're going to find out why I introduced him that way on the episode. On this episode, we're going to get to know him a little better. We're going to get to hear more about his music, why the he made this song for one of his lost friends. And we're going to find out who is his favorite person to collaborate with. Illy Smokes, grab a tissue. So yeah, I don't want to ruin it for you. I don't want to talk too much about it, but this was a great episode. Is a great episode for more than the reasons that I just mentioned. I see myself talking to Mike, you know, about other things. You know, he was an interesting guy. It's an interesting interview, in my opinion. Hopefully you guys feel the same way. If you do feel the same way, make sure you go leave a review on iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to this episode. Thank you for everybody that posted pictures about with their stickers and with the cookies. And thank you for the people that participated on the giveaway. I really appreciate it. Not as many as I hoped, but you know, just having one or two people participate, I'm happy about it. As I mentioned last week, I attended Molcajete Dominguero. I had a blast. Maybe you might have seen me on their live, not on their live, their Insta video thingy. I don't even know what it's called, but you know, when you click on the little circle where my picture's at, you know, the videos that appear, you might have seen me there. We'll be having some people from that I met at Molcajete Dominguero, so stay tuned for that. Thank you for the people that were sending messages about Sylvia's episode. I really do appreciate it. Knowing that somebody's out there listening to this, listening to the podcast, actually listening to what people that I have on have to say, makes me feel good. It makes me want to keep continuing the show. Thank you guys for supporting me. I do appreciate it. So this is going to be episode 48. One more episode, and then I get to do that 50th episode that you guys have been wanting, or you asked me once upon a time. So what I need from you guys is I need you guys to send me questions. I don't know what you guys want to know about me, so please help me out. Or maybe like we could have a conversation. I'd be up for that. I just want to remind you, if you guys want a t-shirt or hat, they're available at Synesthesia Boutique in the city of Wilmington and Avalon. She currently has an offer that if you buy something from the community table, you will be entered to win a $35 gift card for her boutique. Not only can you find my clothing, you can find other people's clothing that have come to the podcast. You can find shirts from Just Us, Whisper Arte, from Natis, who goes by All Natural. So make sure you go and support us. Support not just me, just small businesses. And I believe on Tuesdays, you buy one, you get another one 50% off. Please, if you do buy some, please make sure you send me a picture of yourself wearing it or model it for me, and I'll put it up on my Instagram and my Facebook. And, you know, thank you guys for the support. Before I go, I just want to remind you, I do have stickers. If you would like a sticker, send me a DM or send me an email. If you have any questions, if you don't have an Instagram, you could send me a message on Facebook, or you could email me at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. But make sure you check the autocorrect, fix that T, flip it to an M, and send it my way. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to leave you guys with that. Enjoy this episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Hope you guys enjoy that song. That's a song by my next guest. He goes by the name of Mike Rio. Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
What's up, bro? I'm good. How about you, man? Good.
So, you're a hip-hop artist from the city of Wilmington, right?
That's the question I get asked a lot. I'm actually not from Wilmington. I grew up in San Pedro, but I got a lot of family from Wilmington. So, that is something that a lot of people do ask me about because, my mom is from San Pedro. My mom is from Rancho San Pedro. The reason why I bring it up is because that's like a big like discussion when it comes to me and my music and like the things that I talk about. So okay. I'm kind of glad that you opened with that.
But right, I mean, let's talk about it. Like, okay. What is it that people like? What's the argument or what's the discussion that people are having about it?
People always want to ask me like where I'm from, and for me that's a tough question because technically I consider myself from the San Pedro Projects. That's where I grew up. My mom's from San Pedro, RSP. All my uncles. But then my dad is from Wilmington, west side. And my stepdad is also from there, too.
Okay.
So in my music, I try to bring like a lot of unity within it. But at times it gets misconstrued and misunderstood. And people don't always get my message the way I'm trying to bring it across. So it's like they take my words out of context and they make it seem like I'm not trying to choose a side. But what it is, I'm just trying to bring some unity within the whole entire community, the entire harbor area, not just the harbor area. But that's because where I'm from. That's where I'm from. So that's what it kind of boils down to in a way.
All right.
Yeah, man. So it's kind of crazy, man.
So like, what are some topics that you hit during your music that would make people like argue like, nah, you're representing Wilmington more than representing San Pedro more?
I mean, it's so hard to find balance, man, because like I said, like I consider myself from the project San Pedro. But in my music, I talk a lot about both sides, like when I'm in Wilmington with my Wilmington family, or when I'm in San Pedro with my San Pedro family, and just trying to bring it all together and make people realize like, yo, I never banged in my life. Like, I'm not trying to be some gangster, I'm not trying to be some hood hopper, I'm not trying to be from this side or this side. What I'm trying to do is bring some clarity, bring some positivity, and just bring some unity to people. That's all I'm trying to do, and that's the main things that I speak about. But I also speak about topics of the things that I've seen growing up, all the gang violence, the stuff, people dying, just stuff like that. And there's times where I mention names and maybe I should withhold some information. Sometimes I speak a little too much, and so that's what gets taken out of context.
So I'm guessing like living in the projects is I had friends live at the project, so
right,
I'm sure you saw a lot of that violence there, a lot of gang activity. Like, did you live right there in front of that Boys and Girls Club?
I live close to it on 2nd Street and Center.
Oh, all right. Yeah, because that area is bad right there.
It was tough, man. It was tough growing up, man. Yeah. But that's what inspired me to make music from a young age. That's where I really started just putting everything I seen, I just started putting into perspective and putting it on paper, putting it into words.
So how long have you been rapping?
Well, I've been rapping seriously since about maybe 2010. But I've had little breaks in between. So 2014 is when I consider myself actually Okay. Taking it real serious.
Why did you take those breaks? It's just like
life, man. Yeah. Sometimes, personal, you know. Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm. Stuff just happens sometimes. Yeah.
And like, how did you get into it though?
Well, when I was a kid, like I started writing poetry, and like elementary school and middle school, and then I mean, everywhere around me, I had a lot of friends that were into it, so it kind of just dragged me along into it, and I started taking it serious myself. I didn't know how to rap though until like probably right after high school. I knew I wanted to be in hip hop, but I just didn't know how. So then I started rapping and then just grew from there. Like at first I sucked. I mean, I'm sure people still to this day are like, oh, you still suck. But yeah, I mean, but I don't feel that way.
Yeah,
but
there's those haters.
Of course, know, definitely.
I was going to be haters.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, well, what do you mean you didn't know how to rap? Like,
I mean, it just, I didn't know how to structure songs. I didn't know bars. I didn't know anything like that. Melodies or nothing like that. Now I feel like I'm well when it comes to that. I know what to do now. But
did you like study music by any chance, like ever?
Self-taught only. Okay. I never took any. I took one class, a mixing and engineering class, but I feel like I didn't really learn much in it. But yeah, other than that, I'm all trying to do it myself. Just read.
Yeah, sometimes like, going to school is not the best route for everybody.
Yeah, yeah, you know? exactly.
Like that myself, I'm right now. I'm thinking of going into like some radio, like broadcasting. Like,
okay.
For some, like class, take classes for it, but I'm afraid of that. Like, what about if I go and I don't learn anything?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm just gonna be stuck in the same place. You know?
Right, right.
But yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
so, but like, how did you learn how to structure and do all that? Like, did you just Google it or what?
No, actually, I just got into the booth and I just started learning from my mistakes. Like, the first song I made, I remember the dudes were laughing. Like, well, I have the headphones on, they're laughing, and I take them off. I'm like, was that dope? But they're all laughing. Like, yo, that shit was whack.
Why?
It just, I couldn't flow. I couldn't rap. I just was.
Like, you weren't going with the rhythm or what?
I mean, I was probably on beat. I just, my voice, my delivery just wasn't, the lyrics just wasn't on point at all. So. But as the years progressed, and you know, I started getting more better and more familiar and more comfortable with myself, my flow, and that's when it.
So, like right now, like back then, what were you rapping about? What were some of the things that you're rapping about?
Well, I've kind of always rapped about the same thing. I like to rap about society, problems in the world, like problems that I've seen growing up, my family, my friends, people that I passed away. But then I got to a point where I started rapping about. Back then they called me Mike Check, and I started rapping about females.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Females, and like I kind of got off track a little bit, and I started doing rap music that wasn't really my style, but weirdly that's when people started taking notice of me. So I was like, okay, it's kind of weird, like I gotta find some type of balance between the music that I don't really like making but people like it, and then my music. So that's kind of where it kind of grew from there.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's true. I could see how that could happen.
Yeah.
So what made you want to go back to like what was really you?
Well, when I took that break, I stopped rapping for about 2 years, maybe from 2012 to 2014. And in that time period, I was thinking like, man, I got to get back into it. But how? Like, what am I gonna do? So I met up with this dude from Long Beach, started writing, producing all my stuff, and I changed my name, but I was like, well, what can I be? What should I change my name to represent more what I'm about? Because I thought Mike Check was kind of corny.
Like, I don't understand why Mike Check. Like, I don't, because check as in cash, like money?
No. Just Mike Check as microphone check, you know? Because a friend named me that in high school. So then when I started rapping, that's naturally what I called myself.
Like, did you start like check it like every time?
Not necessarily. I just with my name, but I realized that, you know, that's kind of corny. I gotta find a new name.
All right.
And still, people probably might not like Mike Real, whatever, but personally I just feel like it represents what I'm about.
Yeah.
It talks about what I, and also too, like, one of the negatives that people think is like, yo, so you're trying to say that you're the realist or you're this or that. I'm like, no, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm trying to say is that what I speak about is real. Whether you think so or not, it's my truth. I'm speaking my truth.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking the truth for a lot of people that within our community.
That's
what I'm about.
I mean, and you just got to prove them right by just like the lyrics that you put out, you know,
exactly.
When you're spitting, whatever. I feel funny when I say like spitting or like the game, like saying shit like that, like. It doesn't come natural, you know, for some reason.
Yeah.
So, like, the same thing for like monikers, like people's monikers. Like when I know their real name,
right?
But like I have to call, like for example, like my homie Jose. Like I have to call like B Cryptic or like Data Crux,
right?
Like, man, like, that's, I'm your friend, bro. Like, I know you, your real name.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, I'm the same way sometimes.
Yeah, the same with Illy Smokes. Like, I feel funny saying Illy Smokes, yeah. You know?
You know what's funny is I actually met Illy Smokes as Illy Smokes. So I've always called him Illy Smokes. Yeah, but now I'm coming around to calling him Robert now. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, but I can't do that. Like, I'm going to call you by your name, bro.
Yeah. Like, he told me the same thing. He's like, yeah, like he introduced himself as Robert. I was like, all right, Robert. But it's like, but that's how I like to introduce myself to people, but... Like, my name is Illy Smokes. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to call you Illy Smokes here, but then, you know, later on, I'll call you Robert.
Yeah.
But he's a cool dude. I know you work a lot with them. So we'll get a little bit, like once we get a little deeper into the interview, we'll talk more about him. You know, okay. I want to know how you and him came together, but that's a little bit further down on the interview. So, like, when you develop songs, how do you set a mood or what? Like, what do you do?
I mean... The main place where I write my songs is in the car. Like, I'm just driving home or driving wherever. I'll throw on an instrumental and shit'll just pop into my head. All the thoughts and ideas that I have from that day, I'll finally put them into song form and just start writing in my head. And then when I get home, I'll put it on paper or put it in my phone or whatever the case. Mainly for the verses. For the hooks, I actually have to sit down and actually think about that more because it takes a little more time. The melody and the harmonies and all that, it comes into play.
Yeah, because I imagine that's like the main message is on the hook. You know, when we're people to like get out of it.
Definitely. And I write a lot of music for singers too. So I work with a lot of singers. So I like to put them on my hooks. And that's the one thing that I like to do though. Like, they'll offer to write. I'm like, nah, to be honest, I prefer to write it just because I want it to come across as my message, but with your
words,
your voice, your cadence and all that.
Yeah.
That's
smart.
Pretty cool though.
That's smart. Cool. See, I wonder if that works for everybody.
Probably not.
No?
Probably not.
Are you thinking like, because I imagine what, I think Wiz Khalifa sang like on a One Republic song and they're talking about love and he was talking about, man, I got bitches. Like sometimes like that, like from like a artist, like if it's my check, like that's something I'd be scared of.
Right.
Like somebody, like I'm talking about love and being romantic about how much I love my girlfriend.
This dude's like, fuck a bitch.
Yeah, man, fuck bitches. I got money. Like, how much alcohol you fucking like champagne. Exactly. And like,
I feel like too, sometimes the contrast goes, you know, sometimes it actually makes a great song. Sometimes.
But I mean, like, I feel like that would go with it if that was the point of the song.
Right.
But like, imagine, like, because I know there's artists that like they're in a whole different places in the world sometimes, right. So the only way they could like record is like send them through each other.
Yeah,
but like imagine that, like being that far, like fuck, you're like, oh man, I gotta put this track out real quick. You don't even listen to it. He's like, man, I'm gonna trust this guy.
You on that.
That clearly I'm not in the music industry. Like,
no, that makes sense though. That makes sense for sure. You want to stay on topic, you get it, you're like, what the fuck is this?
So, like, who are your influences? Like,
musically
or whoever?
I mean, I know it's kind of redundant to say it, but I mean, my biggest influence always has and always will be Tupac. Like, been the biggest influence since I was a kid. But I grew up listening to a lot of gangster rap with my family. That's what I heard most. The Dog Pound, all the Death Row, Snoop, all the old stuff. Biggie, Puffy back in the day. No Way Out was one of my favorite albums as a kid.
So, like, you don't stick to, like, just West Coast? Like,
oh, no,
like
definitely not. No. Nas actually is one of my favorite artists of all time as well. Nas is just lyrically amazing.
Are you, like, one of those people, like, that, like, focus more? No, but do you focus more on, like, on a certain side? Like, the West, East? Because I know when I spoke to Just Us, they were telling about, like, they love the East Coast. Like, hip-hop came from the East Coast, so definitely. I understand that. Right. So. But I feel like, I don't know, something about the West Coast rap. Like, for me, I have, like, more, like, a place in my heart more than I do East Coast.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, I'm from the West Coast, so, of course, that's always, like, I have an affinity towards that type of music. But at the same time, it's like, as an artist, you have to respect the East Coast. Like, they brought just, I mean, that's where hip-hop was started.
Yeah.
And I feel like the West Coast is more melodic, more soul, more kind of soulful, I guess, in a way. Just more, like, and of course, obviously more gangster, but... The East Coast just has that flow, that style, that them lyrics, you know. So if you're able to put them together, it's kind of like it's dope, man. I love them both.
What is it about those artists and like, I mean, Tupac himself? Like, what is it about them that got your attention? That like that make you admire them? I know. I mean, Tupac's career, like, it's fucking music, acting, like, you know, like it's nonstop. But right, like, well, for you, like, what it was it that attracted you to like?
Yeah, damn. Well, as a kid, I didn't think about any of that. All I thought about time was he's talking about everything that I'm going through right now. That's all I thought about. Uh-huh. You know, even when it came to his songs about his mom, I'm like, man, like my mom's going through the same shit, or my uncle just got killed, like, you know, shit like that, or I just seen this fool get shot. Like everything he was saying, I could just feel it, like almost spiritually.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's what made me just like admire him so much.
So, like, what's your opinion? Because a lot of people, like, something that they dislike about Tupac is that he says the same things over and over, you know? Like, what's your opinion about that?
Yeah, it's kind of funny, like, how you got these new rappers saying he's boring. And, I mean, in a way, I can see where they say that because he does talk a lot about the same type of things. But at the same time, it's like, I feel like he's able to speak a message using the same type of lyrics sometimes, but it's just so from the heart that it still resonates. It resonates with certain people, and that's why, to me, I can never, I mean, I don't understand that, especially when they say he's boring or he sucks. I'm like, wow, like, to me, that's lack of knowledge of the culture. Like, you gotta really look back at what this fool did, not just musically, but just as a person. He was a great human being.
Yeah, I agree with, I mean, I feel like it's just the context, or like that, where you want to listen to the music,
right?
Like the mood that you want to be in.
Yeah, definitely.
Like if you want like party mood, then you listen to this mumble rap. But if you want to like, it's like something that's gonna make you think, then you're gonna go to like 90s hip hop, you know, 2000, early 2009, like, but like 2000s in the middle, I don't know, like I don't know how to like what to think about that.
I'm kind of on the same way, because honestly I love 2000s music, but it's like, you're right, it's just so different. It's not really lyrically, it's not really gangster, it's kind of like somewhere in between.
Ludacris, that he says some real shit, but then he has some like mumble rapish kind of stuff, you know.
But I don't know. You're right. It's kind of, it is about opinion. Like all these, the new rap, I mean, I feel like there's a lane for everybody. So cool, do your thing. I don't really listen to it, but at the same time, I'm not going to hate on it. So like today I'll listen to Cole or Kendrick or people like that of that caliber.
Yeah.
Who are real more lyrical. That's what I like. That's what I prefer. But at the same time, if I'm out somewhere partying or clubbing, of course I'm going to want to hear some stuff that's going to get me hyped.
So
I feel like there's a time and place for everything.
So like presently now, like who are some of like your influences?
Man, that's a tough one, because I mean, like nowadays I listen to artists, but at the same time I'm not really influenced by them.
So like I want to know your opinion about the scene, like the Harbor area scene, because I mean, you're being a hip-hop artist from there, like what's your opinion from it? Like
I mean, I love it. Like there's so many different artists out here. The only thing is I wish we would work together more, you know, like me and Illy, we work on a lot of shit, and that's one thing that we always talk about. Like if we could just gain some fucking unity within the artists, like we could do some dope shit, because there's a lot of dope artists out here.
Yeah,
you know, like Coastline, those dudes are fucking amazing to me. Mox and Yuck and Jimmy Conway, like I did a couple tracks with Mox and Yuck, and we had some dope shit.
But
there's a lot of different artists out here that I feel if we really came together, we could actually make something happen.
Like how do you think like you would get people, like more artists to like,
I know what you're saying, and I really don't know the answer to that. It's tough, man, because we try. There's many things we try. Like I had a dude, Danny Duran, shout out to Danny Duran, he tried to put shows together, and it worked for a while, but like everything just kind of falls apart after a certain time.
Like is it because people get too big, or like they get to thinking that they're bigger, they're better than everybody else?
Maybe some people, yeah, but I just feel like everybody has their own agendas, and everybody has their own way of doing things. So when you try to bring it together, and also the competitive thing, also like, oh, I'm better than that fool, or fuck this fool, you know, just stuff like that. You know, petty shit, which if we put all that shit aside, we can actually make some shit happen.
True, there's enough fans and there's enough ears for everybody.
Definitely,
you know.
Yeah,
like if they're gonna come to like to one of your shows, like why not see me?
Or exactly,
like we need to come together somehow, you know. Like help each other, because like bringing each other down and talking shit about each other is not helping.
Yeah, and what I hate though is that a lot of those terms become like catchphrases, and then it becomes, it just, you just missed the point. Like we always say let's come together, but what exactly does that mean? Like what are we gonna do? Let's actually come together. But it turns into like this hashtag or a phrase where people actually miss the real point.
True.
Or the intent of what you're trying to say.
True. I mean, well, hopefully like this podcast brings some artists together.
Yeah, hopefully. Man.
In your opinion, what separates you from like other artists?
That's a good question. In my opinion, like I tell everybody from like right off the bat, look, man, I check it out. I know I'm probably not the dopest MC. I'll tell everybody. I'm not ashamed of saying that. Like I got a lot of homies who are fucking spitters, straight spitters, who are dope as fuck. And I got mad respect, mad love, and I try to learn from them at the same time. But I feel like with me, I'm more on like this activist type shit. Like, I'm more on, like, my music has a real message behind it, like, legit message behind it. I'm not saying nobody else doesn't, yeah. anybody else doesn't, but I feel like my shit just resonates more, like, on a spiritual level with people. Like, everything I talk about, people have been through it. Like, you know, their families have gone through it. Like, they've had their uncle killed or their mom beat or whatever the case may be. Like, when you're growing up, just the shit you see, like, we've all grown up in a certain type of way, but what I try to do is bring a positive spin to it. Mm-hmm. Like, show, like, look, man, we might have all gone through this shit, but we can find a way to make it better for ourselves and for our family coming up after us, for yeah. our young kids.
I mean, I think, like, I mean, I've heard some of your songs. I didn't go through all your songs, but I went through some of them. And, like, right now you have, like, the song that, like, as soon as you click on your link, So Many Days. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that song.
Man, see, that's a deep song for me because a family friend, he did, I believe, 16 years in jail. I think he was 16 when he went in. Uh-huh. And he just got out maybe 2015, I believe, he got out of jail. And he was about in his 30s when he got out. And he tried to turn his life around. He was, like, real into God. Like, he became a Christian. So okay. he's trying to spread the gospel to, like, people in the kind of what I'm trying to do, but through the gospel. I'm doing it musically. He's doing it through the gospel. So, but he's from Wilmington. And he just happened to be at a party in last month, I believe April 1st, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere around there. And he got shot and they killed him.
Damn.
So his family is really close to my family. I grew up with them. So his mom is, like, a great family friend. Like, mm-hmm. I got a lot of love for her. So shout out to Cello. You know, I seen the pain that she was going through. And so we just decided, like, 2 days after he was murdered, me and one of the singers I work with, Erica Sweets. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Erica. She said I better shout her out.
Yeah, we're going to talk about her,
okay.
too. So.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I just wrote the song real quick, like, in a day or two, whatever it was. And I was like, yo, let's do it. Let's record it.
Yeah.
We recorded it, and they loved it, man. The whole family just was loving it. Like, they were so appreciative. Like, thank you for making the song. So at its viewing, I wasn't expecting to do the song. We just kind of went to show support.
Yeah.
His brother came up to me. He's like, hey, can I talk to him? I'm like, yeah, what's up? He was like, hey, we kind of want you and Erica to perform the song at the funeral. Would you want to do it? I'm like, yeah, of course. Definitely. I would love to do it. So that's how that came about. We performed a song for him. And the thing that hit me the hardest, man, was, like, when we were performing it, all of his nieces and nephews were right in front of us at his casket. Uh-huh. And they were just bawling their eyes out, like, crying, and I'm just, like, trying to keep it together. Like, yeah. Man, that shit really hit me. Like, mixed feelings, because at one point you are trying to get this song done and trying to show it out of respect for him, but at the same time, it's like, it still hurts, you yeah. know. So it's like, and just seeing his family being touched and the little kids crying, like, it really touched me, man. It really got, yeah. And that's not the first funeral I've done. We did another funeral before too, and it was the same thing.
Yeah,
same thing.
Because I was gonna ask you, like, if you got to perform it live for them.
Yeah, yeah, we did.
Man, I mean, sorry for your loss. I'm sure, like, he was yeah. a personal, like,
yeah, like, to be honest, I was more friends with his younger brother,
okay.
who was incarcerated right now.
Yeah,
but yeah, definitely, when he got out of jail, him and my uncle became best friends, so he would come around to family parties all the time, so we kind of built a connection from there.
Okay.
But yeah, man, I just, it's crazy. It sucks.
Doing this, did this help you, like, cope with, like, people that you've lost? Because I know you also lost your uncle Sergio, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm sure, like this is a way for you to kind of, like, decompress, or, like, tell your feelings out in a positive way, because you could be out trying to find their murderers yourself. But
yeah, definitely. Well, see, with that situation with my uncle Sergio, he was killed by a cop.
Oh, okay.
So, and when he was killed, it was 93, so I was a little kid, six years old or whatever I was. But my mom was the first kid to have a kid. She was 16 when she had me.
Okay.
So she was a little kid, and my uncle was a little older than her. But she told me that when I was a kid, he was real close to me. He would always take me out to the Rancho Park and park mm-hmm. with his friends. And so we grew that connection. So when he died, I remember little pieces here and there. Like, when he got killed, we had a whole rally. Like, we started at the Rancho Park. The whole community came out, like 200, 300 people.
Oh, wow.
And we marched down with the Harbor Division, the cops right there protesting with signs and everything. And we actually had a meeting with the LAPD. Uh-huh. And I have footage of the whole meeting, which I plan on using. I finally got the footage, and I'm going to use it for a music video that I'm doing.
All right.
And but in the video, it shows all my family, my mom, my aunt, my grandma. I was in there, my little sisters, and you just see, like, the pain, like, and they're just crying and trying to get the LAPD to, like, get me, like, yo, you guys fucked up, you know? They shot him in the back, you know? He yeah. ran from them.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like that shouldn't be a death sentence for anybody.
Yeah.
If you run from a cop, I mean, who knows what your reason was, but to shoot somebody in the back, I mean, that to me is just wrong. Like, and I feel like that's where shit needs to change.
And you, the and what happened to the cop? Like,
they never arrested him, never convicted him, nothing. But just turns out, like, later on, my mom ran into another cop, like, way down the line, and he told her, like, yo, I know this ain't gonna bring any, might not bring any what do you call it? Like, he's not gonna bring your brother back, but just to let you know, that cop is now in jail for another incident.
He's locked up. Oh, wow. So he got caught at the end, right?
Well, what happened is, I don't know if you remember Reggie the alligator.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that cop and one of his friends dumped that alligator in the lake or some shit like that. It was some weird story, yeah.
What the fuck?
So I'm not sure if he got arrested for that incident or for something else, but he ended up going to jail.
All right.
He's locked up right now.
Well, I mean, at least nobody else. I mean, he won't hurt anybody else, you know?
Yeah, he had actually killed somebody before he killed my uncle. So my uncle was the second person he killed.
Doing like the same excuse, like he ran
same
away?
Same excuse. Oh, same thing, so.
Well, I mean, hopefully he's paying for what he's did, you know? Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't like to say that, but I mean, if he is guilty, you know, I mean...
Right.
I don't know the circumstances. I don't want to speak out of turn. Like,
definitely.
But like, if that's what he did, hopefully he's doing his time.
Oh yeah,
know?
No, you're right. It's definitely like you don't want to accuse somebody of doing something that they didn't do. If they didn't do any wrongdoing, you don't really want to accuse them of it.
Yeah.
And that's where I try to really be thoughtful about what I say.
Yeah.
But I fucking hate that people take my shit out of context so much. Like, oh, you hate all cops? Like, no, I fucking don't hate all cops. I do not.
At all.
If anything, like, I respect people out here just trying to make an honest living.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, if you're a bad cop, then come on, man. The same way we get fucking prosecuted and convicted for murders, why don't you get convicted for murders at the same time? All I'm asking for is fairness and balance. You know, if you got some fool out here who kills somebody, he goes to jail. But if you got a cop who wrongfully kills somebody, he's still not going to jail.
Yeah,
I understand it. And you know, in the line of fire, there's going to be times where a cop has to use a weapon, rightfully so, many times. But at the same time, sometimes they don't do it rightfully so, but they never get convicted. And that's all I'm trying to say. Like, just bring some fairness, man. I don't hate cops at all. I want to make that clear. I do not hate cops at all, man.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm a big fan of Kaepernick and, like, his whole movement.
Uh-huh.
And I understand that's, like, a whole nother... Yeah. Either you're with him or you fucking hate him.
Yeah.
I made a song called I'm With Cap. And, I got a lot of good feedback and a lot of negative feedback. Like, even close friends, like, we just arguing, like... Yeah, you know, we almost not be friends anymore just because of this. It's like, man, come on. Like, I'm not trying to go against what I understand what you're saying. Like, because the whole military thing, I respect the military by all means. Like, you're actually going out there and you're doing something that not a lot of people would do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not even about the military at all. Like, that's not what his point is at all, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Everybody has different opinions, but my opinion, I don't feel like that's what it is at all.
Yeah.
You know, so it's hard, man. It's a hard walk to balance out.
Yeah, I could only imagine that. Like, that's why I don't take stands on this podcast. Like,
right.
Man, live your best life. Do what you have to do to make a living. If you're in the military, you support the military, that's good for you. I mean, my opinion is to myself.
Yeah.
Like, whatever I feel, it's my opinion.
Yeah.
It's called an opinion for a reason. Right. It's not a fact. Support cops. Don't support cops.
Yeah.
I mean, leave it to yourself. Don't come with that negativity to me.
Yeah.
Like, personally, like, I agree with you with the whole, like, the police stuff. Like, there's good cops. Not all cops are bad.
Of course.
You know, like, it's just some of them, they're not mentally in the right place sometimes. Like,
right.
I mean, they need to, like, do some psychological testing before you give them that badge. And I mean, with all that responsibility, like, I'm not gonna lie, I've thought about being a police officer.
Right.
I think... at some point, everybody has thought of being, you know, but like, I'm not good with confrontation. Like, you have to be good with confrontation.
Right.
And that knowing that everybody's always going to have a bad opinion about you, like, no matter what, like, they're here to protect us. And like, we call them and then we want their protection. But then we're all over here. Nah, fuck the cops.
Yeah,
you know, like, come on.
Yeah,
like,
I feel that.
What's up with that? Like, when you need them, you want them. But when you don't need them, not fuck them. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, you can't have it both ways, you know?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right about that. Completely right.
Yeah.
It's just like, even my sister, she was recently thinking about becoming a cop. And she was like, hey, you know, I'm thinking about doing it. Are you going to hate me? I'm like, man, come on. Like, I don't hate cops. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you. Like, you want to be a cop?
Yeah.
I support you by all means. You know, do what you got to do for yourself.
Yeah.
I just feel like people got to live in their own truth, man, and as long as your truth isn't impeding on anybody else's truth, then there's no issue.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
If you're not hurting anybody, then go ahead, you know.
Exactly. And right now we're in such a divisive time, man. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you either gotta pick one side or the other. Like, you can't be in between. And it's like, it's fucking crazy.
Cause Yeah, oh, I'm kind of speechless right now. Like, fuck. Like,
yeah, man.
What can we do to save the world, the human race?
Oh, but that's what I'm learning now, man. Like, we can't. You can't save the world. You can only save yourself. Yeah. Like, if you think, change your own mindset, change your own thoughts and the way you think about yourself, then that in turn is going to change somebody else. And you're going to just, it's like, instead of trying to change the world, just change yourself, pretty much. Make yourself a better person and then teach that to somebody else. Let them make themselves a better person, and then from there, I feel like it can just be like a domino effect.
Yeah,
we can all just be better people.
Yeah, I mean, and if you don't get anything for this podcast, at least, like, the one thing I do want you to get is that, like, you gotta hear everybody out. Everybody has their own story, their own opinion, and hear them out, and you don't have to agree with them. It's their opinion, and if you don't agree with them, like, at least there's something else that I'm. At least there's something else here that you're listening to that it's not their opinion, it's what the thing they do.
Right.
And hopefully you guys are able to put that aside and able to, like, support that person.
Right.
And if it's not that big of an issue, you know. Right. But, I mean, we're all here to help each other, to love, share love, you know. And, I mean, that's the message I want to get out there. Like, help each other, hear each other out, have a conversation about your disagreements, and don't fight about them, you know. Just talk about them and see, maybe your opinion might be changed. You never know.
Yeah, you know? You're right about that. You know, I mean, even when I come to discussion with people, sometimes I realize, like, you know what? I am wrong. You're right. And then my opinion changes. It's like, but if we're able to have this thoughtful discussion and actually sit down and have a real talk, we can either decide, like, yo, either we're going to agree to disagree, my opinion's going to change, or your opinion's going to change. But as long as we can walk away from that with something, you know?
Yeah.
And I just had a big old fight the other day with one of my friends, and she's, oh, man, it was bad. We're talking about Kaepernick, and she's a big supporter of the military. And I'm like, I'm not saying I'm against the military at all. And she started crying. I'm like, man, like, I'm not trying to make you cry. Like, you know, so it just sucks, man, because I have a lot of talks like that with a lot of people. Yeah. And a lot of times my shit gets misconstrued. Mm. You know, all my words, they take them like, psh, they make me out to be somebody I'm not, pretty much.
Is Kaepernick, like, he's the whole movement, is it for, I thought it was for cops.
Yeah, but it's about police brutality. That's what it's mainly about.
But it's not the military.
Yeah, but what they're saying is because he's taking a knee during the anthem, that he's disrespecting the military.
Oh, okay.
So that's what that's all about.
Those are two different issues in my, like, his point is he wants to bring attention to the murders. He's nothing about, like, patriotism, you
exactly. And there's so many false patriotism in this country right now that it's just sickening. Like, you guys don't even know what you're like, really, what you really stand for, you know. But I mean, I really shouldn't say that because everybody stands for their own whatever they stand for.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like a lot of it's misguided and misinformed, and even like maybe some of the things that I say or talk about may be a little, in your opinion, misinformed.
Yeah.
But man, I read a lot of books. I do a lot of research. I like, and at times, like I said, like, my opinion does change. Sometimes I think one way, and then I might read or see something else that makes my opinion change.
Yeah.
I just try to always think freely, like, think not on no Kanye shit, but just on like some, like, just really keep an open mind about everything, like whatever you see, whatever you encounter. And I feel like every person you meet, you can get something from them. Every person has knowledge that you don't have, you know.
Yeah.
But people are so stuck on their own opinions and their own mind, they don't want to open up their mind and their heart to something else. And
yeah, I mean, just educate yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's another thing, though. Like I said earlier, educate yourself has become so mainstream that no one really knows the meaning of it anymore.
Well, learn about the things that you're talking about, first of all, and learn about the things you don't know about, that you have an opinion that you don't really know about. Don't go off of what other people are telling you. Go and actually find out the real information.
Yep.
And then research on that information, because sometimes that information is like covered up or like not whitewashed, but, you know, like, it's not the real thing.
So
make sure you do your research, and then before giving out your opinion, because your opinion might be like, really, you're giving it from the heart, but it might be wrong.
Right.
So educate yourself. That's what I mean. That's
all
what
I'm going about. You're so right. When you say educate yourself, you're completely right. Like, I agree. But the thing on the average person, who they just see it as just a phrase now, you know, it's become to a point where it doesn't resonate with people anymore because it's been turned into like this catchphrase. Mm-hmm. And even when you say support the troops, like, what exactly does that really mean? You know, all this stuff has been turned into catchphrases where the point gets missed now.
Yeah.
And no one really knows what they're saying. They're just saying it just to say it because it sounds cool, because they saw it on Twitter or Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So all we're trying to say is, like, man, just think deeply, think real, think, understand who you are, what you're talking about, and why you have the opinion you have.
Yeah. Well, I mean, go out there and study a little bit.
Yeah, man. Fuck it. Yeah. You know, not every meme you see is real, man. Yeah, that's true. Like, because there's times where I see memes and I'm like, you know, let me look that up. So you actually, if you see a meme, go and actually research it. Don't just repost the shit without knowing what the fuck it really means.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's wrong.
Yeah, don't be a sheep there.
Exactly. Don't be a sheep. Yeah.
All right, well, you know what? Let's get into like a little happier note.
Okay. Yeah. Good idea.
So, like, tell me about Chloe's song.
Oh, man. That's my little baby girl right there.
I knew that would get into a happier mood.
Yeah, that's my little baby girl. Like, that was my first niece. And me and her, that's my little goddaughter. So, when she was born in 2010, like, I was going through a little tough time. And it just, like, man, her just whole existence just changed my life completely, man. And so when I made that song, I made two songs for her, but that one was the one that really stuck. And of course I'll probably do more, but like I have three god kids, Chloe, Jaden, and Isaiah, and I love them all to the fullest, all, but Chloe was the first one, and she, like, to me, that's just like my heart, my baby girl.
She's the one that helped you get out of like circumstance around, right?
That mindset, you know, I was like, right. You know, life is so much more than just always being pissed off and mad all the time.
Yeah,
because there was a time where I was like in a bad place, like, man, fuck this shit, fuck the world, fuck the government, fuck everybody.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. And that's when I was starting to educate myself and really learn. And now I'm like at a much better place. But she helped me with all that, man. Like, she doesn't even know, but she's helped me just be more humble, more grounded, more happy.
So tell me about the song, though.
The song, well, I recorded it with this little girl. She was only 14 years old. And I reached out to her mom, like, hey, I know your daughter sings. Would you want to do this song? She was like, yeah, okay, let's meet up. So we met up. I wrote the song, sang it to her. And she did the hook. And then we made the song. They liked it, so I asked them if they want to do a music video. They were with it, so we made a music video. Chloe was in it. I have a music video on YouTube, Chloe's song, Mike Real. So that was probably one of my favorite videos to do, man. It was cool.
What did your goddaughter, she's your goddaughter, right?
Yeah.
All right, what did she think about it?
Oh, man, she loves it. Like, she plays it nonstop. Probably every view on there is her. Yeah, she loves it. She shows it to all her friends at school, her teachers. It's crazy, man. She loves it.
I mean, who could say they have a music video dedicated and a song dedicated just specifically to them, you know?
Yeah, man. So she loves it.
Yeah, not everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, you know what? Like, we hinted a little bit about it, and I straight up told you that we're going to talk about it. So, like, tell me how you're, like, all these collaborations, because you collaborate with Erica Sweets a lot and Erica, and with Illy Smokes. So, like, how do those collaborations come? Like Erica, she's more of your, like, she does more of the, like, vocals, like, the singing, right?
Right.
So, how did you guys, like, come together?
She's a family friend. I've known her since I was a little kid, but I never knew she could sing until maybe, like, 2015. They finally started telling my cousins, like, hey, Erica could sing. Why don't you try to get her on a song?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, whatever. I didn't think anything of it. And then finally, she sent me a song, like, my aunt, my mom's twin, is married to her uncle. So that's how we grown up with each other.
Okay, all right.
So so finally I was like, all right, fine, I'll give her a try. So I heard her sing and she was dope. I was like, oh shit, okay. So that's when I really started taking writing for singers serious. So I was like, okay, let me try to write some songs for her. I could do it, but at the time I was like still learning.
Yeah.
So I started writing shit for her, and we went from there. Like, we started collabing and people were feeling it. So we're like, oh shit, we could actually probably do something with this. So we started doing shows together, started doing all kinds of songs together, like just different shit. So that's where me and her came about.
And what about with Illy Smokes? Because, like, the pictures I was seeing with you and him, that shit was crazy. Like, that was before, like, he had hair on his head. Not, like, he was kind of shaving,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, he looked like a young buck, really young.
Yeah, I actually met him on one of my music video shoots. I was filming at the coast. I knew of him, but I didn't know him.
Uh-huh.
And I was right on the coast, and I had two cars out front. I had a lot of people right there, and I'm in the front. So when we stop, I just see some dude running across the street.
Uh-huh.
He's like, yo, you're Mike Real, right? I'm like, yeah, what's up? He's like, I'm Illy Smokes. Like, oh, shit, what's up, man? Oh, like, why don't you come hop in this music video? He was like, yeah, hell yeah, let's do it. So he had a little cameo in that video. And then from there, we linked up and we're like, yo, let's work. He was like, yeah, I'm with it.
Yeah.
So
he's a great guy, man.
Man, he is. He's an amazing person.
Yeah, he's funny as fuck.
he definitely brings like that comedic relief to my life. Because I'm more of like, I have a sense of humor, but I'm a little more serious, you know?
Yeah.
But him, he's just fucking, he's always goofing around, talking shit. And he's someone that he'll give me his honest opinion. Like, I'll do something. You always think about this, Mike, that shit sucks. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Illy. But he brings that, like, comedic relief to just anyone he comes across, man. He's a good dude.
Yeah, yeah. Like he has some shirts available like for sale, and I like we kind of brought out art. Like I have shirts myself.
Okay.
He's like, hey yo, you want a shirt? I'm like, yeah, I'm down. And that's how I'm like, when I released mine, I was like, how about we do a swap? Like, you give me a shirt, dope, shirt dope. For shirt. He's like, yeah, but I got something like in mind for you. Oh, like something a little different for you. Like, what do you mean? Like, I don't know, but it's gonna be dope. I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'm down, whatever you got. So I'm still waiting on that shirt, Illy, if you're fucking listening to this.
That's dope, man. Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a real good dude.
So like, what I mean, you and Erica, you guys have good chemistry. Like, well, what do you think that has to do? Like, why do you think that is?
You know what? That's funny that you bring that up because, yeah, me and Erica, we have great chemistry. But behind the scenes, we always talking shit to each other. Like, there's times where we hate each other. It's like a real love-hate relationship. Uh-huh. But yeah, man, we got like great chemistry together. It just happened naturally. Like, as soon as I worked it, I was like, oh shit. We got something here.
You think it's because you guys have been like knowing each other for so long?
Yeah, that's possibly part of it. Yeah, for sure. But like even when we do our shows, like it just, man, it people love it. Like, you know, I did shows without her before and it was good. But once I brought her along, uh-huh. It just like, man, it elevated it and people really started fucking with us. And now they think we're a group. I'm like, no, we're not a group, but we are associated with each other heavily.
Honestly, I thought you guys were together.
Oh, man, you know, everybody thinks that. Everybody thinks we're together. Like, yeah, I'm like, nah, man. So a lot of times on Snapchat, we'll fuck around. Like, just for the record, we ain't together. Like, oh, shit, speaking of her, she's calling me.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's crazy. I love Erica. I'm always love her. Like we had a little falling out for a little while, me and her, and we stopped talking for a couple months, but now we're back on track and like we have more music coming out and I'm trying to get her to do some solo stuff for herself. So
yeah,
we're doing some stuff.
I saw that you're kind of, I don't know if this was the old post, but you're kind of advertising something that she's putting out soon, right?
Yeah, I always advertise this stuff all the time. But she has this project that she's been working on.
All right.
So, hopefully. But, yeah, hopefully it'll come across because, man, we've been working on it for a long time. We just, shit happens, man. She's busy or I'm doing something and it's hard to just bring it all together sometimes. But.
So, like, are you also producing her album or
no,
her EP?
No, I'm not producing anything. All I do is write for her.
Okay.
I got other people that to do that. That I actually know what the fuck they're doing.
You write on the songs that you're in, or do you write for other artists also?
I write for other artists as well. Okay. I don't have to be in the song. Even with her stuff, I wrote a lot of just solo stuff for her.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely. Like, I don't always have to be on the song.
So, I mean, I don't know if how this is going to sound, but this is on you, not me. But, like, who has been your person, like, your favorite person to collaborate with?
Oh, shit. Well, I'm going to take the safe answer, and I'm going to say Erica.
Okay.
But
you heard that, Illy?
Yeah, you know what's funny? Yeah, on one of my mixtapes, they were competing to see who had more features, so he's going to be mad about that. Yeah. But nah, man, Illy Smokes has definitely took my lyricism to another level, too. Like, his flow, I learned a lot from him, a lot. Because when I first started, I was like, my flow is a little different. And I started learning from him on how he does his shit, his cadences and everything. But I feel like every artist that I collab with, and I've collabed with a lot of artists, like they all teach me something different, teach me something new. And there's times where I'm in the booth with these dudes, and I'm not gonna lie, I get a little not insecure, but like nervous in a way. I'm like, oh shit, like these fools are coming with it, so I gotta come with it too.
Yeah.
So they make me elevate my game, even when I don't think I can. Like they like, yo, just do your thing.
Yeah,
do
I mean, your thing. I feel you on that. Like when I at some guests, I've gotten nervous. I got to like moment of shakes. Like I get my hands all shaky. Like, but what helps me is just I just think about who the fuck I am. Nah, I'm just
that's
playing.
So fucking
I'm just
true.
Playing.
No,
I'm
you
just
do.
Playing. I'm just playing.
No, man, you gotta have that confidence within yourself, man. You do. You gotta really, yo, man, remember who the fuck you are. Yeah, like, you are who you are for a fucking reason.
I mean, my thing is like I'm just gonna do what I can do, like what I'm capable of doing, and then that's all I can do. There's no exactly. Nothing more. I'm just gonna give my whole what's it called? Fuck. I don't know why I'm spacing down so many words.
Just do your best. Pretty
there
much,
you
man.
Go.
Look, man, I'm reading this book right now, and I've been proponing that shit heavily on all my social media, everything.
Uh-huh.
It's called The Four Agreements.
Okay.
And what it states is, like, the four agreements are just be impeccable with your word, be without sin, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and always do your best.
Yeah.
And if you could bring all those things together, like, your life would just be simplified in, like, a spiritual way. Like, that shit is, it's an amazing book, man. Right. I've been promoting the hell out of it.
Are you into, like, The Secret?
I read The Secret. Yeah. I seen the documentary, and I like it. Yeah, yeah. It's dope. That's kind of changed my perspective on things. but I feel like it's a little more dramatized in a way. But I do like it. I would definitely recommend people to read that as well.
So, like, when did you become this, like, spiritual person? Because, like, I mean, I'm sure that, like, there's a specific thing that changed your whole life and turned it, made you want to turn it around and be more positive. Like,
right.
Are you open to talk about it? Because you don't have
to. Oh, yeah, definitely. Right. Well, I grew up as a Christian with my family. As I got older, I started seeing, like, you know what? I respect the Christian faith. I really do. But I feel like it's not really for me, only because it's kind of, you get put in a box a little bit. You can't do certain things, or you can't speak on certain things. And some of the stuff, like I said, I respect all Christians. Much love to them. I go to church still, but I can't consider myself a true Christian for many reasons. But I feel like the more books I read, the more things I learn, the more things I see, like, my connection with God has just been, like, so, it's been crazy on another level, man. It's been amazing. It's been a crazy feeling. Like, just, you just start to see, like, everything you do, everything you go through, everything you see, it all connects somehow. And if you put those dots together, that shit makes you more spiritual to me.
So, did you ever consider being a Christian rapper? I was about to ask you that.
Yeah, I did for a little while, yeah.
What was your name? The same thing? The
same thing, yeah, okay. Same thing. I didn't change my name, but yeah, I did, because I have an uncle, he's a pastor.
Okay.
And he's always trying to tell me, like, yo, man, you can do some great things if you just come and become a real Christian rapper. Like, you can do it. And I thought about it, like, you know, maybe he's right, maybe I should. And I wrote a song and I performed at the church, but I can't. I can't do it, man. I'm not. If I was to do it, I wouldn't be staying true to myself.
Like, is it because you'd be constricted to certain topics, and you wouldn't be actually expressing yourself?
Sure. Yep, that's definitely it. And also, there's not, I don't agree with everything 100% that the church speaks on. You know?
I mean, I could tell you myself, I was Christian too. Like, I went in because of my mom, and it helped my mom a lot. She was going through, like, some real, like, she had some ovarian cysts or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And, like, she felt one day she went to church, like, she kept going, but one day she felt like, she said, this is not her words, not mine, and you're, like I said, your opinion, keep it to yourself, this is my mom, this is what my mom felt, so I'm just gonna say what she told me. She felt like a warmthness where, like, her ovaries were, and like she had pain, and one day she just felt like warmness, like to, like, some, a hand going there.
Wow.
And then that's it. And then she went to the doctor. She, like, they told her, like, they were only give her 2 weeks for her, like, to try to do her best to, like get rid of them. If not, that they were going to have surgery. She goes back. Nothing. No cysts whatsoever.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, if it helps you, I mean, if it's religion's your thing, mm-hmm. I'm respected. It helped for my mom. I was really into the religion myself. Like, there's a church in front of the duck park where the alligator was.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So there's a church right there. That's the one we used to go to.
Okay.
And I literally helped build that church. I put up the grass, I put up walls, nice. I helped, like, build the rooms, I put up carpet, painted, did the whole thing. But what the thing that changed my life was, well, I was about to shoot this guy, and my mom was the one that took away the gun and all that stuff. What's it called? And so my mom was like, well, you need to go to church with me. Hopefully it helps. And it helped. I had, like, a mentor, and he helped me a lot. He himself was into the gangs and all that good stuff. And then, but what made me change my whole perspective about religion was he left. So I was stuck. I felt like by myself. And I was going through some abandonment issues too, because my dad left. He walked away. And then my other father figure, he left. So this, the, like, other figure that was, like, a big part of the church, one day he comes up to me and he's like, is that how you go to parties? And I thought it was a legitimate question. I was like, I mean, yeah, sometimes, you know, like, I go with the, like, I had a button up, like, a short sleeve button up with some shorts on, some, like, some Levi shorts.
Right.
I thought it was a legit question. I'm like, yeah, I mean, it gets hot in there. Like, I'd rather wear shorts. It's like, well, this is God's party and he wouldn't approve of what you're wearing.
Wow.
I was like, whoa. So you're telling me, like, I helped build this church.
Yeah.
I'm one of the, like, the youth. Like, I was one of, like, the biggest members there. Right, and you're telling me, like, he didn't see none of that. He's seeing what you're wearing. Like, since when is, like, God worried about, like, fashion? You know, like, I don't see, like, what he was wearing was less than, I mean, his fashion line was in what I'm wearing. I think I'm better, like, my fashion is better than what he had. A robe and, like, come on. You know?
Yeah.
But, like, that's what made me, like, leave the church. And I agree with you. like, I do my own thing, and like I told, I think Bernice, like, God is wherever you're at, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I agree with that.
If you're like living like a life that you feel it's worthy of Him, and then you talk to Him and you do what you think it's right by Him, then you're good. Like, that's my opinion. I might be completely right, but religion itself, it's an iffy topic too.
Yeah,
like, is it real? Is it not real?
For sure.
The safest thing is just be honest. Don't lie. Don't hurt anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that'll hurt your chances of getting to heaven if there's a heaven, yeah. You know? But yeah. Just be good and be a good person,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and I feel like even the concept of heaven, like, my perspective has changed so much on it. Like, maybe there's not an actual physical heaven. Who knows?
Yeah.
But there is, to me, there is some type of heaven, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like whatever helps you become a better person, go for it. If you want to be a Christian, Catholic, Muslim, whatever you want to be, atheist, whatever. But at the same time, I do feel like you should believe in something. So for an atheist, I'm kind of like on the fence. But if you want to do that, fine, by all means. But
yeah.
I just feel like you should have some type of connection with God, some type of spiritual connection with them. And that'll really help you with your life.
Dang, we really like like I told a couple of my guests, like, a religion, like, that's a topic I could talk for hours.
Okay,
but you know,
okay.
For purposes of this podcast, yeah. Why don't we just cut it? You mentioned Kaepernick, and he goes for, I mean, he was a San Francisco, he was a Niner.
Right.
And you're a Rams fan. Like,
that's so funny, because at the time, but when he was playing, like, I hate him, like, man, fuck this fool, Kaepernick, whatever. But I feel like certain issues, it goes beyond sports, it transcends it. Like, it's an issue is bigger than sports.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I'm a sports fan, a huge sports fan, but at the same time, I know that it's just a game, you know? Like, I can be out with my friends, and I can be a big-ass fan talking shit, like, uh-huh. Yo, I'm the Rams, fuck the Cowboys, or fuck whoever. But at the same time, I know how deep it's not really that deep.
All right.
So an issue like that, even LeBron James, like, all the stuff he's been doing lately, I hated him for a long time because I'm a Laker fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now even him, I'm like, you know what? Whatever he does on the court, hey, you know, but I respect what he's doing off the court.
True.
You know, so that,
true,
to me transcends sports. Like, it's bigger than sports.
Isn't it sad how, like, some, like, athletes, they do more for their city than the actual city itself?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Fucking
that's
sad.
Fucking true. You're right. You,
like,
know?
Didn't he build, like, a school?
Yeah, he's
or
been building,
like,
schools and doing a lot of community work and just donating money to different causes. That's even what Kaepernick is doing.
Yeah.
Like, they're actually putting their money where their mouth is. They're not just talking about it. They're actually doing some shit.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
they don't talk about that in the media. They don't talk about the stuff that they're actually doing. They only talk about the narrative.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
it.
Well, hopefully, like, the listeners, it helps their perspective of looking at some of these athletes and actually,
yeah,
like, look beyond the sport and actually, like, support them as, like, individuals. Not, you don't have to support,
right,
them as players, but, like,
right,
as human beings, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah. So how did you get into the Rams? Like, what? How long have you been doing that fanship for the Rams? Because they were listed to be in, they were LA, so I kind of see how you got into them.
Yeah, but when I got into them, they were St. Louis.
Okay.
So the reason why, and I kind of feel ashamed saying this, but it's the truth. I got into it because I wasn't really a big sports fan until about, I was like maybe 13. I started becoming a fan. And it was the Rams and the Titans in the Super Bowl that year. So honestly, if the Titans would have won, would have stretched out and got that touchdown, I would have probably been a Titans fan, you know, but they lost.
Okay.
So that's how I became a Rams fan, really.
So they just got you at a good day.
Exactly.
Good,
yeah, yeah, okay, man. I was just watching the Super Bowl for the first time. That was my first time watching it. And I was like, well, whoever wins, I'm going to be a fan. And the Rams won.
I think that's like I'm not a football person by any means, but like the team, like the person I supported was
Peyton Manning.
There
you
go. And like he was with the Colts, so whenever I play Madden or something, I would always the Colts.
Right.
And then for the most part, they always happened to have a good team. So like I never really like it wasn't like a sucky team, but
right,
I get you in that part. Like they got you in a good day.
Exactly.
I think I saw the Super Bowl the one they won. So I got you, man. I feel you.
Yeah.
So you perform. I mean, you've been doing this for a while, you know. So I imagine you've done a lot. So I'm imagining you've done a lot of live events.
A lot, yeah.
So,
definitely.
I mean, I'm not going to go through them. I know you just did the Harbor Wellness, and that's where you performed with Erica, right?
Right.
But, like, which one has been, out of all the ones that you've done, which one has been your favorite? Like, it could be for a specific reason, or, like, just you just like the crowd? Like, I don't know.
I think the most energy I felt performing was a show me and Erica did at Soul Venue.
Okay.
Opening up for Eric Ballinger.
All right.
The energy was just amazing in that show. Of course, most people were there for Ballinger, of course, but I mean, when we were on, like, they were feeling our shit, they were rocking with us, and there was a big ass crowd. So that's probably like one of my favorite. We had all our family, all our friends, a lot of random people, like just fans or whatever, for Eric Bellinger, whatever the case. Uh-huh. And it was just an amazing energy in the room. Like, that's probably one of my favorite ones for sure.
I mean, like, so if you could perform anywhere, like, where would you, like, what's your dream venue?
My dream venue, what, on the West Coast, it's either going to be the Forum or Staples Center, and on the East Coast, the Garden. That's those are my two venues I would love to perform.
Yeah, and then like now let's talk about collaborations. Not don't say Erica. We already talked about you a lot. Yeah. We already said we already heard Illy Smoke's.
You got your right shine,
now.
Erica.
Yeah, we already heard Illy Smoke's feelings right now. So like, let's talk about dream collaboration. Like, who would it be? It could be. How about you give me a living and one dead?
Oh man, I mean, I'm probably going out on a limb in like some fantasy world, but of course, Pac. Like that's definitely like. That I would love, not even to collaborate with him, just to sit with him and talk to him and like break down his mind, like see what the fuck, like this fool was ahead of his time.
Yeah, definitely.
But living, I guess I'm more on a local level. I mean, I wouldn't mind working with King Lo G.
Okay.
You know, I did a show with him one time and I did a song with one of his friends, but I never worked with him. But I wouldn't mind doing a song with him just because he's actually representing the culture as well and pushing Mexican rappers forward, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's someone I wouldn't mind working with. On a more mainstream level, I mean, obviously Kendrick or Cole, but I don't know how that would go.
Hey, you never know. I mean, if you have some real shit to say, I'm sure they'll hear it and they'll put you on the track. I mean, maybe you never know. You might end up writing for one of them.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind writing for anybody. That would definitely be for sure. Like, I love writing.
Do you remember, like, your first performance? Like, where was, like, the first time you performed?
The first time I performed was at a talent show at Toberman. I was probably, like, 11, 10 years old. Toberman? Settlement House? Right here on,
I don't know.
What's right on First Street?
I just moved to San Pedro.
Oh, okay, so okay. Yeah, it was more, it was kind of like the Boys and Girls Club back then.
Oh, okay.
It still is, but it's not as...
As popping.
Popular, yeah. As popping, exactly. Yeah, back then it was popping. We were kids. So they had talent shows and we'd always perform. And I performed Puff Daddy, No Way Out. I'm sorry, Missing You. I'll Be Missing You.
Oh, okay.
And
did you also sing?
No, my cousin sang.
Oh, okay.
So that was cool. That was one of the first performances I did as a kid.
And how did it go?
Well, we won first place.
Oh, what?
But yeah.
Yeah, like, because of cuteness or because actually, like,
good probably because of cuteness.
Were you guys like the youngest ones there?
We were one of the youngest ones, yeah.
Okay, I mean, you still had to beat somebody, so I'm gonna say talent.
Yeah,
so like, let me hear your rituals. Like, do you have a ritual before like performing?
You know what? This is gonna sound really bad, but I don't really have a ritual. I just try to like calm myself, but the way I do that is I'll take a shot. Take a shot of whatever, Patron or whatever I have.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll drink one beer and that's it. I'd limit myself because I did one show one time where I got fucked up before and I'm just slurring my entire words through the whole set. So, but I try to, that like kind of calms my nerves a little bit. Just take a shot and a beer.
Yeah, I can't do that at all, man. I'm not the type of person like, drinking or smoking would just make me forget what I gotta say.
Yeah.
Or make me say something brand new. Like something that I've never said in my life. That, yeah, this is the perfect place. Like people came to see me. Like, of course they want to know what's in my mind.
Yeah, real shit. Sometimes I'm like, yo, I gotta be careful what I say. I gotta be mindful what I say. Cause like I said, a lot of things I do say, especially when I'm drunk, it gets misconstrued and misinterpreted.
So if you weren't rapping, like what would you be doing? Like,
that's a good question, man.
Not what would you be doing, but what's something else that you would like want to go? What's another avenue that you would want to go through?
Well, if I could do it again, if I look back and actually do it again, I would have definitely went to school. Like, not necessarily. I know there's a lot of, I just feel like getting a degree would be one of my goals. I mean, it might still be, who knows, maybe I'll go back just to get the degree, but that's something that I definitely would love to have gotten.
And what?
Probably communications.
All right.
You know, something
this is what you're doing now.
Somewhat, but I just would like to, because I educate myself, but at the same time, I would like to have that structured education just to see the difference and see how it would make an impact on my life as well. So I would definitely probably have went to school.
So, you want to be, like, inspirational speaker?
I wouldn't mind. You know, that's something that I think about doing sometimes. Maybe later on in life, I'll become a motivational speaker for sure.
You could still do that now. Like, why do you think that you have to wait? Why won't you do that now?
Yeah, you're right. I feel like I'm just grooming myself right now, you know? Because a lot of times my speech isn't all that great, or the things I say, I just want to make sure that I'm on point if I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, like you're, I mean, the way you talk to me, the way you're speaking right now, it's clear as fuck. So, and okay, you haven't cursed.
That's good, that's good.
So I mean, that's always a plus.
yeah, you know? I'm trying to limit my cursing too, because I do curse a lot, but I'm trying to limit it, man.
So now let's talk about genre. So if you weren't rapping, like, would there be another genre that you're into that you'd probably like feel like, you know, I could probably do it?
Maybe behind the scenes, R&B.
Okay.
Writing.
Oh, writing for R&B? Yeah, so for you still don't want to sing?
Hell like, no. Is it cause I can't. It's because I can't.
I mean, I can't either. I still try.
I can't sing. Yeah, I'll try. I'll do songs, but I can't sing for shit. Like, even when I'm writing songs for artists, and I have to sing it to them, I'm like, yo, y'all got to get out the room. We're going to sing real quick. Then you come back.
All right.
I can't sing.
Has anybody ever like recorded? Like, yeah, we're leaving. And then they record it. So when you're like, you're in the booth, like, this is how you want it to be. And then.
Nah, you know? I don't think so.
That'd be pretty dope. Like, yeah. Put the bloopers or something.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Maybe we should do that.
Maybe you should fake it.
Yeah, I know, right? But, yeah.
Is there like a genre that like, for some reason, you just can't get into?
Country.
Yeah,
I just can't. Like, my sisters are big country fans, and so they'll play it in the car, and I'm just like, I can't do it. Like, nah.
What is it about country?
Probably because I can't relate to it. Maybe, you know, I just can't. Like, it's cool. I mean, I can listen to it. I don't hate it, but I just can't get into it.
I mean, you can't get into wearing short shorts and riding a pickup truck.
I mean, possibly, but
drinking
I can't.
A beer.
I can't relate getting on a tractor.
I mean, you can't relate on the farm life, you know?
Exactly, like, yeah, like exactly.
Jumping in the backhoe or something, no?
I can't, man.
All right, well, let's go a little bit back. You're like, to the dream venue. Like, no, not to the dream venue, like, you performing. So, has there ever been, like, a show where, like, everything went wrong?
Yeah, the one where I was slurring all my words, for sure. Yeah? Everything went wrong.
So, what happened, the drinking, but, like, how did the audience take, like, they thought it was part of the show?
No, they were pissed. They were mad. We were at the observatory, and I was on one of the small stages. It wasn't, like, a big stage.
Uh-huh.
But, so, literally, the people were right in front of me, and I literally have beers with me on stage, so I'm drinking, throwing the cans right there, and this girl's like, yo, you fucking suck. What the fuck are you doing? I'm like, oh, shit.
So was it a person that, like, actually heard your stuff?
Or no, just a random person at the observatory. She just happened to be there. And I'm like, damn. Like, you know, she's fucking right.
Yeah, I mean, now you know. Yeah, just take a shot and that's cool.
Yeah, I'll take a shot and a beer and that's it. That's my limit. And that's one thing I feel like you learn from every experience, whether it's good or bad. You know, people get so hung up on their failures that they don't keep pushing. Yeah. You know, they let it beat them. It's like, nah, man, every failure you have, you got to get up again. True. Keep going, because I have a lot of people who talk about me, man.
Yeah,
they talk bad.
Well, let's talk about that. Nice.
Okay. I mean, it is what it is, man. Like, but I feel like the majority of people who do talk about me are the ones who don't know me. Like, just sit down, have a conversation with me, man. Maybe we can see we have actually similar mindsets. Who knows? But there's a lot of people who don't like me just because of preconceived notions or how they think I am or what they think I'm about or what they've heard about me or females or whatever the case may be, man.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I'm like, yo, I'm out here trying to make some type of difference, and people are just not understanding what I'm doing.
So, I mean, right now you're giving advice. So, why don't you give advice to those people that, like, are pretty much where you used to be, maybe mindset-wise or, like, on the industry, on the music industry, where they hope to be, like, some kind of artist, but are too, like, scared of going into, like, writing or I mean the hip-hop world, whatever.
Yeah, man, all I'm gonna say is I was the shyest kid growing up, the shyest fucking kid, and there's still people to this day who are like, yo, man, how are you a rapper? Like, really, what the hell? You used to be like this shy kid who would never talk. I never talked in class, I never spoke, nothing. I just was shy. So if you want to do it, just do it, man. You're gonna have people criticize you and talk shit about you, and maybe sometimes they're right, you know? Like, my first songs are trash, but at the same time, it's like you learn from that. Like, okay, well, they're saying this, so let me try to change that. And even through all the hate you get, if you really want to do it, listen to it. Don't disregard. Don't say, oh, they're just hating on me. No, sometimes they are, but sometimes they're not. Take all that criticism, even if it's not constructive, make it constructive. You know, put it into yourself and realize, like, yo, if I'm really going to do this, then I got to learn from this shit. You know, and sometimes people are just naturally, they got that talent and they could do it right away. So if that's you too, just do it, man. If you feel like you really want to do it, just do it. That's all it takes.
All right, well, I mean, if there's anybody out there that wants to get into the, like, maybe it doesn't even have to be hip-hop, just anything at all.
For
just
sure.
Go ahead and go and do it.
Anything, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
I know it's crazy, man, because people, I know there's people who do think that oh, I suck and I'm this and I'm that. They talk about me to this day, but I mean, that's everybody, you know. It's like, I don't feel that way. I know, like, my message has a strong background to it, and has like a real, I'm doing it from my heart, you know. Everything I talk about, everything I do is all from my heart. So whether or not you understand it, that's on you, pretty much.
So, like, let me ask you, did you ever, like, set, I mean, I know earlier we talked about, like, I might, like, I remember who the fuck I am, but, like, in the serious, like, seriously, like, have you ever gone to the point of, like, man, like, I'm just not that good? Like, were you second guess yourself?
All the time.
And how do you get yourself out of there?
Man, it's tough, because the reason why I stopped is because I started second guessing myself. I was like, I can't do this, man. I'm done. Like, I'm gonna just do something else. But then you just come back around, and you're like, you know what? Nah, fuck that. Like, I can do this shit. I can, and I am gonna do it, and I'm gonna show people. And the more people were talking, the more I was like, I'm gonna keep doing this shit. Keep doing it until you find a breakthrough. And I finally did, man. I finally broke through. And my first music video that I made, it brought a lot of controversy, but it also put me on the scene.
Like, what was that music video?
It's a song that I have called In a Cell. And it's on YouTube. Oh, it was my first one.
Yeah, I saw the post, but I didn't see the video.
Yeah, so what it is what I was trying to do is bring Pedro and Wilmington together for the music video. And I did. But at the same time, the way it was edited and put together, it made it look kind of bad. Like, I filmed at Rancho Park and I filmed at Wilhaw Park. Okay. So both, and I had my family from Pedro, my family from Wilmington together, had friends. But the way it got taken by some people, most people were like, yo, mad respect, homie, you did your shit. Like, that's what's up. But then I had a lot of other people who were like, nah, man, you can't be doing that.
Why?
Because there was people throwing up gang signs in the video, and that should have been left out, but it got put in there.
Oh.
And stuff like that, you know, just stuff like gang shit. Dang. So, you know.
All right, I see what's going on.
So, in a way, at first I was like, yo, what the fuck are they mad about? But then as I started thinking about it more, I'm like, you know, they got every right to be mad, because although I'm trying to bring peace and unity, I understand how deep this shit goes, man. And there's like times where, I mean, somebody's brother might have been killed by a different gang or whatever the case, like, I can't really blame you for having that hatred in your heart. You know, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. Like, but at the same time, it's like, you got to get past that hate, man, and realize there's a bigger picture. Man. Yeah. There's so much. Instead of carrying that hate around with you, you got to turn that shit into a positive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and if you're looking for like a constructive thing to do to get you out of that stuff, just listen to this podcast. I'll get you through it.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I'll get you through it.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It'll get you through it.
Come
on, man. I know, right? Helping your music out. Help out the podcast real quick.
Got you, man. Definitely.
All right, well, you know what? I think that's going to be it. Like, we've been already for a little bit, but before I end every episode, I like to ask my guests, like, just recently I've been doing this.
Okay.
Like, what's something, positive thing and a negative thing that happened to you this week?
Oh, that's a good question. This week... Well, I guess it can be kind of the same. Like, the negative was dealing with the pain of the funeral, you know. But the positive was seeing everybody come together and as a family. Mm-hmm. That's probably the biggest thing from this last week, I could say.
And, like, before I even end this, like, did I cover everything that you came here to do? Was there something that I missed that you want people to know?
I feel like we came around to everything, you know.
Okay.
Eventually, we hit a lot of topics, so that was good.
So that's what I do.
Yep.
I'm not good at it, but that's what I do.
No, he's fucking great at it. That's
somehow I end up doing it, right? That's my signature.
That's right.
Whatever. All right, well, you know what? Why don't you let people know where they can find you, all your social medias, your YouTubes, if you're going to be doing the show this week?
Well, you can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at MIC_AVILA87. And you can find me on YouTube, Mike Real, and Facebook, Michael Avila, AVILA. And I don't have any shows coming up this month, but I am working on a project right now.
Okay.
So that project will be dropping real soon.
All right. So make sure you subscribe to his YouTube channel, and you add him on Instagram and Facebook so you can know what he's up to.
Yeah, man. Follow me.
All right. So, you know what? But before we end the show, you guys already know I like to play a game called Sevens. So, for any new listener, Sevens is a word association game where I give him a clue. He has to guess what I'm seeing, but he has to pick a category first. So, at the end of the year, I'm going to give my guess with high score. I'm going to give him something. So far, I'm thinking of myself giving you the thumbs up. Basically, like, you could take it two ways, to make you think like, man, I was there, or to think about like, man, I should have been in that show. Either way, well, I don't really care. Put it wherever you want, the bathroom, the toilet. It's your gift from the podcast to you. All right, so the score you got to beat is 32, set by Marty Moose of 21 Miles of Scenic Beauty, and then this Oxnard. So you got to beat 32. The categories are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and the corresponding music, stand-up, superhero, movie action, movie comedy, movie rom-com, movie award winners, football, basketball, baseball, and hockey. All right. So, like I said, go for something that you feel I'm going to be good, because if I'm not good at the category, you're not going to get that prize.
Okay.
I know you might not want my face, but at least let's pretend you do and try your best.
Okay.
So, you got to be, like I said 32, right? 32. And go for something I like, you think I'm going to be good at. And if you, hopefully you heard Illy Smokes all the way through, but if you didn't, I gave a clue on his episode, so. Go back and see where you fucked up, I guess.
Okay.
All right. Pick a category.
Basketball.
See? He doesn't want the prize, guys. All right. So it's going to be 7 seconds, 7 questions. So each question, you have 7 seconds to answer it. So each second is a point. So the quicker you answer, the more points you'll get.
Okay.
All right. 2, 1. They were rivals to the Lakers for the longest time.
Celtics.
Cars have them. Oh, never mind.
Oh, Pistons.
When you grab the ball and you like walk too much with it,
traveling.
After the time you go.
Overtime.
It's a PG.
The position. Point guard.
The symbol is a P. It's yellow and blue.
Yellow and blue P. Shit.
What? It's a 2.9 behind it. It's
3-pointer.
When you shoot the ball and it goes completely other
air ball.
All right. So, I think my clues weren't the best, but they didn't suck good. All that much.
They were good.
So you got 19.
Okay.
All right. So, I'm gonna pick for you because I want you to get a better score than that. That's actually a good score. Okay. Like the lowest score has been 0, set by me.
Okay.
So we're gonna get through this.
All right.
This is the score you'll keep if. All right. He liberated some slaves. Big hat. He got shot
Abraham
in the back
Lincoln.
Of the head. Yeah. The opposite of South.
North.
What I'm doing with you right now. I'm doing
talking.
No.
Podcast.
No. It's what I'm doing. Like, what's this?
Game.
No. What's this? Come
shit,
on.
Shit.
Okay, not Instagram, not Twitter.
Facebook.
When you're born, you're a?
Baby, toddler, newborn.
Not Instagram or Facebook, the one with the little bird.
Twitter.
When you're sick, you take this.
Medicine.
All right, so it was a little better. Not really, but you got 25.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. Unfortunately, you're not going to get that prize, but I'm sure you don't want my face anyway, so... you might want my hands. These are, really good hands.
Hey, man, I did want that prize, actually.
All right, well, you know what? Like, I'm going to give you guys my plugs. So, you could find me on Instagram, Facebook. You could hear the podcast. I don't like, for me, this part is not the best because, you're listening to me already. So, why am I telling you where to listen to me?
Hey, man, you got to plug it.
But I'm still going to do it because I have nothing else to do, right? So, So, you can find me on Stitcher. You can find me on Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Spotify, basically everywhere you hear music. Just try to look up the podcast and I should probably be there. If I'm not, then tell me and I'll do my best to get on there, right? So I kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, but I have shirts, I have hats. You can find them now on Synesthesia Boutique. They're only $20. Also have stickers. Don't be shy. You're listening to the podcast. I want you to have a sticker. Make sure you send me a DM, or if you want to email me because you love email that much, email me. I find Instagram is a quicker way, but I'm not going to tell you what to do. Completely free sticker, completely free. Go get a hat, go get a shirt. Leave a review on iTunes, 5 stars. Tell everybody how good I am or how bad I am, but just make sure you give them 5 stars. All right. I really want those 5 stars, please. I want to pretend I'm back in elementary and I'm feeling for a star. All right, guys, but I'm kind of tired, so I'm going to let you guys go. But before I go, I just want to thank you for letting me be part of your day. All right, guys, till next time. I'll see ya. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is for the city slickers, the urn dog stickers rolling through my neighborhood. I just wanna kick it with ya. R.I.P. to Biggie, 20 years, but we miss ya. This is for your kids wishing they could hug you and kiss ya. We in a crazy time, it's like we battling Hitler. Take a journey through my comp, these words are destined to hit ya. But this is for the haters, the wannabe dictators, the traitors, instigators, but don't let them dictate ya. They hate ya cause they ain't ya, but shout out to Vision. We on the grind, CEOs with these CDs and clothes. They see me in clothes and wonder what is in clothes. In my mind contradicting when they see me with hoes. But they know I got goals, sipping on a 32. This is for my people struggling, I know y'all hurting too. I come from this place, I'm not escaping the hood. I wanna come back and help as many kids as I could.
But if I could go back in time, I'll take you on a journey all through my mind. The struggle never ends, but it's beautiful. I know a special place that we can go. Cause I know that one day we'll make it out the hood, but some say we gotta have faith cause it's destiny. So I'ma keep grinding till the death of me.
I'm looking at my dwelling, sometimes it's overwhelming. Surrounded by the drugs, turning us into felons. But they ignore the fact that they the quarterback. In structure and cocaine, crackheads want they quarterback. I grew around the druggies, the murderers and criminals. The three strikes law, gang injunction was the minimal. Cost of living overpriced, prisons overpacked. But we fighting over ice and we killing over stacks. But man, I miss my homies, R.I.P. to Juan. And shout out Enchilada, though your cousin is gone. He's smiling over you, sipping heavenly champagne with Ralphie by his side, and they doing the damn thing. See, they lacking empathy, so this ghetto symphony is for the kids in the hood. It's time to show some sympathy. See, I grew up hard with bullet holes in the window, so I just sit back and I light up this endo.
But if I could go back in time, I'll take you on a journey all through my mind. The struggle never ends, but it's beautiful. The best. Say I'ma go get it and fuck the rest. Nobody gonna tell me who I'm gonna be. Anything I want, yeah, it's all in me. But some days it seems like it's so hard when your goals just feel like they feel so
hard. I'm just sitting reminiscing, thinking about this premonition. My decisions and my vision cutting deep like an incision. They trying to make commission off historical revisions while we trying to make a living, but just look at our conditions. Impoverished collision like the left eye crash. And so I'm wearing clothing with the left eye patch. My third eye been awoken to the shit they've been provoking. Ain't no joking, we a token to a system that is broken. Yeah, I know life gets hard sometimes and you feel like giving up. That's when you gotta push the hardest. Man, I done seen a lot of shit in my life. Been through a lot of ups and downs. But you can't give up.
Yeah.